Okay, we'll start the third sugya of the third sugya of Bamehen Shamin. The first sugya was Machlekes Bishmar Rabbi Kiva, if Bishal Nizik or Bishal Mazik. And the second sugya was the sugya that we had on the Amud Aleph till here. And the third sugya is the sugya of Now, before we begin, I would like just to point out a klal to you. The Yeshua calls it Nikait HaKlola B'Yadecha. Yeshua says, take this klal in your hands for our sugya. The Rishash says it as well. Both of them give the following rule. If a person has to pay something, whatever he has to pay, let's say he has to pay Beinonis, and he doesn't have the thing he has to pay, he has something a little better and something a little worse. Whatever his matziv might be, he has to pay a certain quality field. And he has a choice. Do we make him pay the thing that's a little better, a little higher quality? Or do we make him pay the thing that's a little lower quality? Which way do we bump a person when he doesn't have the thing that he's really supposed to pay Me'ikar Adin? So Yeshua says, "Mekayt haklola biyadecha," that he only has to pay less. He always has to pay a lower quality. If he doesn't have the quality that he has to have, he always goes down a step and pays the lower quality. And that's the klal. And there's a raya to this from the Gemara on Vav Amud Beis by Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said, the Nizik Shaininon, that we go according to the Nizik Zivis. And Rabbi Shmuel said, Ahani Krav, Ahani Gzereshav, that the Gzereshav says, the Nizik Shaininon. That's the option. When is Ahani Krav? When do you go by the Mazik? So the Gemara had a case where the Nizik has this quality A, quality B, and quality C. The Nizik only has quality B, and the Mazik only has A and C. So, Rabbi Shmuel holds, but the Nizik Shaiminon. The Nizik has B. So the Mazik has to pay B, but he doesn't have B. He only has A and C. So the Gemara says, Ahanikra, for that is Uxeris HaKosuv, that we bump the Mazik up to A, we bump him up to A, and he has to pay his idius, even though it's worth more than the Nizik's idius. That's Ahani Krah. For that, the pasuk helps that Rabbi Shmuel holds, but the Nizik Shaiminon. But if you don't have the Nizik's, you jump him up to the Mazik's. Five steps from that Gemara, that were not for Gzeres HaKosuv. It's not Ahani Krah. If there wasn't a pasuk Sodehu, if we just worked up his Svara, and Rabbi Shmuel said, but the Nizik Shaiminon, and there was no pasuk, and we would have such a chetimtza, where the nizik has B, the mazik has A and C, and we say b'din nizik shayina, we would knock him down to pay C. In other words, if you go straight with the nizik shayina, and the nizik has quality B, then when the mazik pays, he doesn't have B, he only has A or C. We would knock him down and we'd say pay C. It's only a hani krav, a hani gzereshav. But b'shal's maida, that if you don't have what the Nizik has, so be the Mazik Shemin. But in the case where we're going, let's say, to Rabbi Kiva, but there are no two psukim, then if you would have a chetimtza where a person is supposed to pay something, and he only has something a little better or a little worse, we would bump him down. We would say pay the smaller amount. That's the klal that the Yeshua and the Rishash Shtalavek in our sugya, that when you can go in two directions, you pay the lesser one. Is there a svara to that? Is there a svara? If I have to pay quality B, and I only have A or C, so there's a task because you have to pay quality B. Now, there's a rule, you don't have to go out and buy things. That's what you know. I only can give what I have. So I have A and C, there's a task in B. So what's the svara? There's no gezeres hakosus. Hamaitzim echaveir olav araya. L'chayr svara is. Hamaitzim echaveir olav araya. So, if it's not clear what I have to pay, you force me less. You kite for me less. I have to keep my chiyuv tashlum in. I mean now without Seres HaKasav. It's just the way the Cheshbon would work by itself. Before any Tekanas Rabbanon. So the Svara, the opposite would be what? That I have a chiyuv, I have to do my chiyuv. What's it did? Let's say I have to pay someone for something. And Bezdin estimates the value at 81.5 cents. Right? There's no half cent. So what do I pay? 81 cents or 82 cents? Huh? No, let's say you can't pay half a penny. You can buy a potato chip and break it in half, but I'm looking for ages. I'm telling you, Mikra Adin, what would the svara be? If I have to pay someone half a cent, and there's no half a cent, so I pay less or I pay more? I say, how much do you have, right? Or do I say, you have to do your chiyuv? So which way would it go? You would have to pay. I made to a chavera, meaning, look, I have to give you 81.5 cents. So you want me to pay 82? I don't have to pay 82 cents. You want to get the half a cent for me? You figure out how to do it. No, what?
I have to pay you back to the hand, do you figure out? You come collect the money. I'm willing to go find a guy. You can go to different countries.
But it's not a real hamaytze mechavei, right? Normally, hamaytze mechavei of a raya is when you have a suffix. So you know which way to go. You say, I'm going to be telling myself in the mekila. Here, we're not talking about the suffix. We're talking, I am supposed to pay bainanis, and I only have A and C. So, yeah.
I mean, in the case of 81.5 cents, then I owe 81.5 cents, so the
fee
would be on me to find out how to pay you back.
81.5 cents.
But in this case, maybe there's a difference between Tashlum and Ameka. My
fee doesn't
allow more than what I have.
So,
makes me pay whatever I have. So it
didn't make
up.
Yeah, but I do have A, which is worth more than B.
That might be worth more. Because once the Ameka can't be between, so what's.
It's not a typical Mitzvah Chaveri. A typical Mitzvah Chaveri is a suffix. So I want to be telling myself in the Tzad Kula of the suffix. But the taina is that maybe it shouldn't be a suffix. I have to pay quality B. I don't have quality B. It's my problem. I can knock him down to C.
But I can be Mekayim.
Didn't Tashlum be Mekayim either way. It didn't make Tav. How are you Mekayim?
Maybe that's
a suffix.
Is
it a suffix? Whereas in the 81 cents, it's a double bar. And here I have to give a certain quality. That quality I can't give. I don't have it. I'm not going to have to go buy it.
So now what do we do?
So now. The svara is that the one who's mighty has to have a pasuk or something to mechayev the other person. And that's really the svara, that's what he's saying. It's not a mitzvah of a raya in the sense of a suffix, but the pshat is, I have to pay B, I don't have B, I have A and C. So if you, I want to pay C, you want me to pay A, he says, before the Torah said anything, I could pay whatever I want. If the Torah would have been quiet, I pay whatever I like. Now the Torah says I pay B, the Torah doesn't say I pay A. So I want to pay what I want. I don't have B. I want to pay C. So sort of hamaytzi mechaveira all of a raya in a different sense. That if you want to be mechayiv me something, there has to be a makar to be mechayiv me. There's no makar to be mechayiv me more than what the Torah said. Torah says B. So you can't bump me up to A. There's no makar to be mechayiv me. If I don't have B, you should go bust to the Ikra Svaro, which is I can pay whatever I want. So that stems. That's what Pnei Yeshua is saying. There's a cloud. Pnei Yeshua is saying that whenever the halacha is mechayev me a certain quality, and I don't have that quality, you can't be mechayev me more. You go bust the Ikar Adin, which is that I'm not mechayev. So it's a different type of mitzvah of a raya. It's a mitzvah mechayev sort of you need a makar, you need a source to make me pay something new. You want me to pay better? You need a source for it. Okay, so that's... No. Peshua doesn't say it. I'm just trying to think out loud what the Sfara is. Peshua says it, and it's a riot from the Gemara on Vav Amid Beis. Peshua says the riot, or Rishash is the riot. So the question is, the Sfara, why it should be that way?
We don't have to use the word
Mazim HaVer. Yeah, you don't have to use the word Mazim. It's a similar idea, though. The idea is that if you want me to pay better, there has to be a source to be Mechayim. Okay. Even if I was tashlumin, the point is the Torah was machayev me. It's a chiddush haTorah. I have to pay either beininess or idius, whatever the Torah, the rabbanu, whatever they were machayev. But more than that, they weren't machayev me. So. Okay, so that's the klal with which we begin the sugya. Let's see. Boy mina, Rishmo bar Abba meakrinya, Rav Abba, kishehin shamin b'shaloi hein shamin oy b'shal oylam hein shamin. When they shat you up, do they shat you up b'shal oylam or b'shalay? Now, just let's be clear right away. A nafkamina, what's the ibaya? So, what's the case of the nafkamina? B'shalay hein shaman or b'shal oylam hein shaman? The simple case would be a mazik owns two fields. One is idius, and one is ideidius. One is very good idius. So that's a simple case. What does the mazik have to pay? That's the simplest case, right? The mazik owns idius and ide idius. So what does he pay? So if you say b'shalayhin shamin, then you pay your ide idius, your best. And if you pay b'shalayhin shamin, then you pay your idius, even though it's your inferior land. But you go b'shalayim. That's the simple case. That's the case Rashi says. That's the simplest case. Now, chap right away, is this shayla only by Nezikin or by Baal Chayiv too? You see, Baya? B'shalayim shamin. It's only by Baal Chayiv. It's only by Nezikin, like Rashi says, or even by Baal Chayiv? Huh? By Baal Chayiv too. Right? That's going to be Gemara's case. What's the case of Baal Chayiv? You have a Baal Chayiv. He owes money. He has only... He has Beinonis. And Zivuris. He has Beinonis and Zivuris. So, right? That's the Gemara's case. He has Beinonis and Zivuris. Sidi Gobasa Shalai, he pays Ziburis, because his Beinonis is his idius. If you Gobasa Ailam, then he pays Beinonis. Okay, so again, very simple case. These are the simple nafkaminas. So we have a case Nezikin, a case Bachayim. Is it possible like Subasisha the same Shaila? Like Subasisha? Could you have the same Nidai? Shalai Hesham, Shalai Lame Shaman. Like Subasisha, how would you have a case? What? He has Ziburis, and he has Ziburis. So if you go Basa Shabishalai, you can get whatever he wants. If you go Basa Shalailam, I'm not sure. If you go Basa Shalailam, is there such a thing as Ziburis? I'm not sure how that works. If you go Basa Shalailam, like Subasisha, if he has Ziburis and Ziburis, do we say b'shalayim, then we have to give the better ziburis? I'm not sure. Akoponim, these are the simple cases of a nafkamina.
Would it be spur like a suva? That a woman wouldn't want to get married, she had to be stuck with
it. Gemara says that the reason a woman gets ziburis is because yoyser ishimasho ish writes only nase, yoyisha writes only nase. So whatever we give her, she'll be tefreden with. So, a little hard to understand why Chazal made a takana based on that, but Lamaisa, their guideline is that the woman will be tefreed. Now, these cases are the simple nafkaminas. There's a third nafkamina. There are two nafkaminas. One is by Nezikin, where a person has idius and ide idius. One is by Bachayid, where a person has beinus and ziburis. Those are two easy nafkaminas. The Gemara in Ksubis Taf Kuf Yud has a sugya of Mishalayin Shavin Mishalayin Lamein Shavin. And the Gemara has the following case. I owe you money, you owe me money. I owe you $1,000, you owe me $1,000. So normally you'll say, it's an easy one. No one should pay anyone. No? If I owe you $1,000, you owe me $1,000. I don't know how we got into it that way, but whatever it is, it's the way it is. So normally you say it's a wash. You know, you cancel each other out and finish. But no. I owe you $1,000, you owe me $1,000. I have a $1,000 field of Ziburis, and you have a $1,000 field of Beinonis. So now you're going to say, let's just cancel the Chayvis out. I don't want to cancel the Chayvis. I want to money on your Beinonis, and you'll money on my Ziburis, and I'll be very happy. I'll swap Beinonis for Ziburis. Huh?
Pay with cash. Make
if I have cash, I could pay with cash.
So what do you say? You owe me cash, I owe you cash, and that's what we're doing.
I don't want to imagine that I have cash and you have cash. I'd rather get your payment. You can't force me to imagine things.
Why?
Huh?
It's a value. So when you're paying, you have to pay the bill. Why can't you just say you really owe, the truth is you owe money.
I owe you $1,000, you owe me $1,000.
That's the truth. That's the truth. You want to give it in with fields, okay. So you can pay
we're stuck. We're going to give fields because I don't have cash. So now, I'm in a good shape. I lent you $1,000, you owe me baininess. You're going to pay me baininess. Maybe you're smart and resourceful, you go get cash. You lend me the cash. And a day later, I have to pay you back the cash, and everything will be shalom on Israel. But that's not the Gemara's case. The Gemara's case is where one person has Beinus, one person has Yibus, and your money has from Tarka. I guess it was the Shchiach that people had so much cash. Any cash, I don't know. So the Gemara says that the Gemara has a Shiloh, do you switch? Now the Hechatimtza, you'll see for technical reasons, the Gemara's Hechatimtza. The Gemara says if you own Beinus and I own Yibus, so what happens? Let's just figure it out. If b'shalay hinsham and b'shalay lam hinsham, you have to go through the whole thing. Okay? I think Gehenim is they put a person in a shir. He's interested. They talk a whole day about Idiyas, Beinonis, and Ziburis. And he doesn't know what's flying. He doesn't understand the case. So Imamish Gehenim, you know, Ziburis, Idiyas, Beinonis. You can get dizzy from it. Unless you keep track of the case, it's halbatzara. But if you don't keep track, you can go... You go nuts. So let's keep track. One person has Beinonis, one person has Yiburis. Now, if they're Bali Chayich, we're talking about Bali Chayich.
If you have a property in your Rishus, how does it ever start? Technically, you're not allowed to confiscate property. If you already confiscate a property, doesn't that come and negate the Chayich? So technically, over here, it's as if you confiscated someone else's property.
Not as if. I do confiscate, I do take.
No, I'm saying so. If he owed you money, you owed him money. So technically his property is in your Rishus, so doesn't that just cancel with whether it's the one that you want?
Right, but his property is in my Rishus.
Right, so then I can't go and say I want the Beinonis.
I have Ziburis, you have Beinonis.
Right.
So I'm getting your Beinonis. Your property is in my Rishus.
Right, but if you have his, let's say, Ziburis, and you
I don't have his Ziburis. I don't have his Ziburis.
There's two people, right?
You have Beinonis, I have Ziburis.
Right.
So what are you saying?
If I have Ziburis, doesn't that cancel with that anyways? Because it's as if, you, even though you owe...
It's only if I pay first. If I don't pay yet, if I pay you first, they'll give it to me back. I'm not going to pay you first. I'm smarter than that.
The thing is that you have the other property. You have a lien on it.
Let's make a cheshbon. Let's see how it goes. You can't pay with a lien. You can only pay with karka. You can pay with a lien. Again, Beinonis and Ziburis. You have Beinonis, I have Ziburis. So I'm very happy. I'm going to get you Beinonis. So let's see. If you say Bishel Oilam Hei Shamin, so then what happens? If you say Bishel Oilam Hei Shamin, then it depends who pays first. Let's see. If I pay my Ziburis to you first, then you're going to pay me back Beinonis. So if I pay first, I gain. Okay? If you say Bishel Oilam Hei Shamin, if I pay first, I gain. Okay, what about if you pay first? you, again, my theory is that I'm the one who's gaining. So obviously, Boris, you have benefits. If you pay first, you'll gain, because then you'll give me the benefits, and I'll have to give you the benefits back. Because B'Shalaylam ain't Shaman. So if you go B'Shalaylam ain't Shaman, it's easy. Whoever pays first gains. Right? Whoever runs to pay first is going to get profit. Because this, whoever pays second has both. Right? One person pays first, the other guy has both. And if you're paying second, if you hope B'Shalaylam ain't Shaman, he's going to have to give the benefits. Right? But?
Nobody's going to make a kidney.
Everyone's going to try to pay first.
You
say, how do you do it? If you and I are in Beis Din, I insist I want to pay first, you insist you want to pay first. I say, I refuse to make a kenya, you refuse to make a kenya. So what happens? What?
Whose claim is up first?
No. Whose claim is up first? It doesn't really matter. I'm entitled to pay Tosamani. I have to wait till it's up. I know that if I take payment first, I lose. So I want to pay first. You also want to pay first, right? Consider the chayv. Zachen la'adam. Zachen la'adam shalai b'fanav. I go over to someone else. You should be zachen. Is that a chayv? Prusbol to raya. By prusbol, we're going to do prusbol next year Shemitah. Prusbol, we do a very strange thing. Let's say you owe me $1,000. Shemitah is going to be mishamid. So I'm going to write a prusbol. The halacha is, if I write a prusbol, it only works if the loiva has karka. So you know what you do when you write a prusbol? Beis Din is zeiche to the loiva a puta worth of karka. So he has done as a puta worth of karka. So he's zaka puta's worth of karka to the loiva. Now the loiva has to pay. And if you do it, al tzachin ladim shalai b'fanav. He gets a puta of karka, and he ends up paying because of it. So it's a funny thing. The Sma says, so the Sma says, even though ultimately it's a chayiv, but the etzem kinyan is a schus, so it works. What? Yeah, a person can refuse it. Any schus you can refuse. You can refuse a schus. So I don't know. That's what's going to happen here. They'll go and be zayich. So whoever's fastest wins. But you hear the Nakuda, if you say Bishal Oilam Hein Shamin, then whoever pays first gains. Push it, because when you finish paying, the other person has Beinus and Ziburis. Bishal Oilam Hein Shamin will give you back the Beinus. Whoever pays first wins, if you say Bishal Oilam Hein Shamin. Zeshtet and Gemara. So what do you do? So I think the Gemara's Lashon is, nobody could say, I want to be first. Nobody has a right to force the other person. I'll be first. Now, why it doesn't work, it's Zachin, I don't know. The Gemara says nobody has a right to say, I'll be first. So therefore, you can't force the other person to give up his baininess. The one who started with baininess could say, you can't force me to take payment first. Until I refuse to take payment, until you take my payment. And it's a stalemate. The stalemate will stay the way we are now. Right now, I have baininess, you have ziburis, so we'll stay this way. I'm not mechuyev to take your payment first. As I state tomorrow, if you hold b'shalai lo hein shamin, that's easy. Now, if you hold b'shalai hein shamin, if you hold b'shalai hein shamin, what happens? The chayre, this case is, what's the case? I have bainus, you have ziburis. So, if I pay first, writer, if I pay first, I give you the bainus, and we're going now b'shalai hein shamin. What are you going to give me back? The ziburis. Because b'shalai, you only have to give the smaller ones. So if I give you bainus, you're going to give me back the ziburis. So if I pay first, I lose. Right? Is that correct? If I pay first, if I have the bainus, and I give the bainus first, so I'm going to end up losing, because you're only going to have to give back ziburis. What about Fakaret? If you pay first, you give me the ziburis first, then I have to give you the ziburis. So if you pay first, you lose. So B'Shalai and Shaman, it's the reverse. Whoever pays first loses. Is that correct? Am I saying it correctly? What? What? Right. So if he would be smart, he wouldn't do that, because then he ends up the way he was before. He would rather get paid first and give away the ziburis, and then he'll end up better off. Right? If you're shalei and shaman, you want to pay last. See, the trick is this. Whoever pays last has two things, beinus and ziburis. So if you say b'shalei and shaman, whoever pays last gives away ziburis. If you say b'shalei l'mein shaman, whoever pays last gives away beinus. So, if you hold b'shalei l'mein shaman, you want to be last. If you hold b'shalei and shaman, you want to be first. Something like that. So, fighted is a machlaik is if you say b'shalei l'mein shaman or b'shalei and shaman. In this case, if one person has ziburis and one person has beinus, vaitet, it comes out of nafka mina. You're holding with so far. Okay, again, I just want to remember the context. We have a shayla b'shalay sham b'shalay l'misham. Our Gemara are two easy nafka minas. Those two easy nafka minas of Mesechtes Bava Kamma are easy. Nafka minas are by Nezikin, if the person owns Ide Idius and Idius, what does he give? And by Bachayim, if a person owns Beinus and Diburis, what does he give? That's easy. We're not talking two people paying. Mark Subis is the complicated case. I owe you, you owe me. So the Gemara has a couple of nafkaminas. One nafkamina is if I have Beinus and you have Ziburis. The other nafkamina, the Gemara says, is if I have Idius and Beinus and you have Ziburis. So if I have Idius and Beinus and you have Ziburis, so you work it out again. If you hold Bisham Oilam Hein Shamin, whoever pays first is in better position. Same as before. If you hold Bishalai Hein Shamin, what would happen? If you hold Bishalai Hein Shamin, I have Idius and Beinonis, you have Ziburis. And we owe each other $1,000. I have Idius and Beinonis, you have Ziburis. So you're going to work it out with me? If you hold Bishalai Hein Shamin, the Ziburis guy person gives first, he gains. He gives Ziburis, he gets back Beinonis. If I pay first, I give Beinonis, I get back Ziburis. So either way, if you hold B'Shalay and Shaman, we're going to switch no matter what. Here you have a case where it doesn't matter who pays first. If you hold B'Shalay and Shaman, I have Idis and Beinonis. If you have Ziburis, it doesn't matter who pays first. Whoever pays first is going to be a swap. If you pay first to give me Ziburis, now I have all three, I give you Beinonis. If I pay first, I give you Beinonis, you give me Ziburis. So the Gemara says that in this case, where I have Idius and Beinonis, and you have Ziburis, Yom B'Shalai Hein Shaman, they definitely swap. Period. If you hold B'Shalai Lam Hein Shaman, then right, it depends who gives first. That's what the Gemara says. So we have now two cases from Kippur Kama, two easy cases. Two cases from Ksuvah Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. The first case is a nafka mina where I have Idius, and I have Ziburis only, you have Beinonis only. How does the swapping work? If you hold B'Shalai Hein Shaman, it's better to give last, and if you hold B'Shalai Hein Shaman, it's better to give first. And the final case, I have Idius and Beinonis, you have Ziburis, we owe each other $1,000. If you hold B'Shalai Hein Shaman, Yachlifu, no matter what, we swap. If you hold B'Shalai Hein Shaman, Baita, it depends who gives first. So these are four nafkaminas that were all Gemaras, not all Gemaras, and the first nafkamina are Gemaras and Rashi, but they're all four nafkaminas that are clear from the Gemara. I don't think there's any machlaikis. The machlaikis is b'shalay yisham, and b'shalay lam yisham, there's no machlaikis that these are nafkaminas between the cases. Okay, so this is Aleph phase. This is before it gets confusing. You have to get clear. First order of business, when you start to understand the sugya again, whoever you're doing this, you got to do this with a chavrusa, very hard to do yourself. You have to get straight the four nafkaminas. The two of Agamara are easy. The two of the other sugya are the two complicated nafkaminas. And we're going to come back to these complicated nafkaminas when we see how the paskin, how we paskin, because we're going to see how it stems in halacha. So these are the four cases.
Why don't we say Shabbat of Nasan and pays himself his verse?
Why don't we say Shabbat of Nasan? And if I owe you and you owe me, I should owe me. who the problem is, Shabbat and Nasa, which way? It could do it both ways. And the nafkamina is going to be how it ends up. No? I mean, either way, you should pay yourself. I think Shabbat and Nasa, you can't force on anybody. If you owe me money, listen, it's not true. You could force me to go to the. I could force you, and I'll go to him. Could you force me? No, I could say, well, you see him, he's hard, I don't want to go to him.
No, but he's accepting on himself. In other words, you, if someone owes me money, I'm saying, you know, I'm willing to go to the other one. I'll let it say, I'm willing to go to myself to collect the money.
That's true, you could. But what happens if you have an interest in not going to yourself? What happens if you have an interest in going to him? He has Benris, he has Ziburis. You're telling me I should go to myself, I don't want to go to myself, I'd rather go to you.
But then he's telling himself that he wants to go to himself.
Who, the other person?
Yeah.
The other person is saying, I'm not going to go for you, I'm going for myself. Why can't he say, I'm going to go for myself? It's a good question. Why can't the Baal HaBeinonis say, Al Shibudah Derev Nosen, funny Shibudah Derev Nosen, I owe you, and you owe me, so Shibudah Derev Nosen, I'm going to go to me, and when I'm my own Beinonis, what? I'm going to get my own Beinonis. It doesn't go by karchach of the middle person. It does go by karchach of the middle person. It doesn't. It may not go by karchach of the original lender. But if I lent you and you lent me, I lent you and you lent someone, I could certainly go to him against your will. That's for sure. He owes you. You owe me. I can go to him. So if him is me, the question is, why can't I go to me and say I'm him and I have every right to when I'm from myself. So why should we be machlis? We just said it b'shalai l'main shaman. And I have idis and beinonis. And you have ziburis. I have no way out. That's the one case, I have no way out. If b'shalai and shaman, you have ziburis, I have idis and beinonis, I'm stuck. I'm going to have to give you beinonis. So why do I have to give you beinonis? Why can't I say, I'm going to go to the person who owes you money, which is myself. Why can't you go to yourself?
Because you're you.
It's true. But why can't I say?
Find another case because you want yourself.
You know how you should tempt, sir?
Someone's not himself. Doesn't charge himself.
The only thing I can tell you, Shibud Rav Nosson is the Takana Drabana, and they didn't make such case. But what's Shibud Rav Nosson? Shibud Rav Nosson is that when I lend you money, anything you have is Meshubbat to me. You have a right to bang it, it should be Meshubbat back to me. There's something logical about saying Shibud Rav Nosson came on yourself, but yeah, we have to somehow. Anyway, the Gemara says you can't, I don't know. Maybe you have to look in Subas Kofiur, it has to be shining there, see if somebody has the passion. Okay, so all we did today so far is to set the table here in the Sugya, to get straight, B'shalai and Sham, B'shalai, when they show me what the words mean, and you have to be comfortable in being able to argue back and forth on the case. So let's start the Gemara. Shein Sham, B'shalai and Sham, B'shalai, when they show me. Aliba de Rabbi Shemal, Eti Ba'ilach. Do'amar b'dinizik shanina. Now, stop. Aliba de Rabbi Shmuel loiti ba'yelach. Why? Again, Rabbi Shmuel says, you go b'asad nizik. So we're going now, let's forget the case of Balchay, don't forget. But put aside the case of Balchay. We're going now with nizik. I damaged you. I have to pay you. I have plenty of fields. How do I know which field to give? But the Nizik Shaiminan, I give with your best field. Here, there's no question. You don't say B'shalayim amein shaman. Why? Why? Why would the Rishma like to buy Yalach? What? So Taisus says the reason is a technical reason. The bottom Taisus. Tiva di alf mitzera shavu the sada sada may be a bistei acher to have the nizik because he learns it out of gzera shavu. So gzera shavu is talking sada the nizik mamish. So that's why. So it's not a svara. I thought someone was going to tell me a svara that for the nizik shaminon it was b'shalayim. It doesn't make sense to say but the nizik shaminon. The words but the nizik. That's what I would have thought before I learned Taisus. I would think if you say but the nizik shaminon. The words just don't mean Mishalayim.
And the Demazik does.
Did Rabbi Kiva say the words with Demazik? Look at the Braisa. It's interesting. If you look back at the Lashon of the original Braisa, when we started this whole sugya, Torah about a Meitah Seh, Meitah Gan Mishalayim, Meitah Shal Nizik, Meitah Gan Shal Nizik, Gerib Shema. Shema said Shal Nizik. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a Loi, but I can't say that Loi's Mishalayim. He didn't say it wasn't a Namazik. So it's a fit, Mishalayim. I understand. So you're not answering my question. You're asking a kasha on my kasha.
Okay.
What?
The second half says to bring down that svara.
Is Rabbi Kiva?
Yeah. He brings that both in, but
he's supposed to bring down Rabbi Kiva, Efshadat, Gomadeh, Kavashalim, Loyasa, Lumute, Denizik. So what's Taisa saying? It's Rabbi Kiva. So one's Rafarish and one doesn't. Okay. Taisa doesn't say that. Taisa explains Rabbi Kiva.
So Rabbi Kiva only says, Hey, come Shalom.
But
he's
still saying to Rabbi Shmuel, the reason is because there's Gzeres Shavah. Rabbi Shmuel is saying, since there's Gzeres Shavah, therefore it's not Shavah Yom Kippur.
So we don't have to bring down a Svar and Kippur. When we have Gzeres Shavah, when we don't. He doesn't have
Gzeres Shavah,
so I don't know
what to do. Yeah, you're right. Why does Tosef say anything to Rabbi Kiva? Let's just say, Lord Rabbi Shmuel, it's Gzeres Shavah. Rabbi Kiva, it's not Gzeres Shavah. It's bavarning that Rabbi Kiva's Lashon, I mean, it's implicit in Taisus that Rabbi Shmuel's Lashon fits in B'din Nizik Shaminah. So it's true. So Pshat in Taisus is Rabbi Shmuel said B'din Nizik. How did he taka know to say B'din Nizik and not the Alma? Taisus is because he had Gzeres Shavah. So that's the evidence of Taisus. Rabbi Shmuel said Klar B'din Nizik Shaminah, which is not Shalom. How did Rabbi Shmuel know it? Because B'Shalom. Marsha asks a kasha on Taisus. Marsha asks, 1 minute. According to Rabbi Shmuel, we said Ahani Gzereshava v'Ahani Kra. The Gzereshava was only half of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said two things. He said, first, B'din Nizik Shamina, Ahani Gzereshava. B'din Nizik Shemina. Then, in a case where it's not B'din Nizik Shemina, where the Mazik doesn't have the Nizik's quality, then Ahani Kra B'din Mazik Shemina. So Frekta Marsha, 1 minute. Rabbi Shmuel is Moida in certain cases that B'din Mazik Shemina. Right? He said Ahani Gzereshava, Ahani Kra. Gzereshava helps for a normal case, where the Mazik has plenty of fields. And in a case where the Mazik doesn't have the fields of the Nizik, then Ahani Kra. So Frekta Marsha, even though Rabbi Shmuel could ask the Ibai, in the case where Rabbi Shmuel is going to be the Mazik Shaminan, right, he said Ahani Gzereshava Ahani Kra, in the Ahani Kra case, you could buy to ask anybody. What would that case be? What would be a case according to Rabbi Shmuel that you have a nafkamina b'shal oilam in shaman or b'shal maybe a nafkamina? Well, you could answer the two cases. Rabbi Kiva Eger, when he brings the this marsha, he says the marsha means two possible cases. it would work with either one. He says either the case, again, you have the mazik and you have the mizik. So you have now the mazik owns Idias plus and Idias. The mizik owns whatever his Idias is. We don't care if this is famous, whatever his best is. And then, let's say he owns the mazik owns Benedis. So, Koitra Bishmo, in this case, the Nizik Shaninon, there's nothing here. So, Ahanik Zereshava, if he would have this, then Ahanik Zereshava. But here, there's nothing there. So, therefore, we bump the mazik up. So, what does the mazik pay? If you hold Bishal Oyvon Ein Shamin, what does he pay? He pays this. If you hold Bishal Oyvon Shamin, then he pays this. So now we have a big nafkamina. We have a nafkamina between Rabbi Shmuel, if you hold Bishalai and Shaman, Rabbi Shalai and Shaman. This is, Rabbi Kivagas says that this is in the Marsha's Kasha, this would be a nafkamina. Okay, there's a second nafkamina. If we did this in the meantime. Okay, Rabbi Kivagas says this is Kabbalah's Marsha. That in this case, it would be a nafkamina, even Rabbi Shmuel. Because we had our Yisoid, that Loi Rabbi Shmuel, but the Nizik Shaminon is only when the Mazik has what the Nizik has. In a case where the Mazik doesn't have what the Nizik has, then we're the Mazik Shaminon. So that is nafkamina, Bishalai, Vamay Shaman, and Bishalai, and Shaman. Okay, this is the Marsha's Kasha. How could the Gemara say? Why is the Marsha asking on Tosis? You should ask on the Gemara. Not sure. I'll show you some Tosfos. But first round the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Aliyah b'de Rishma leiti ba'yalach." That the Rishma there's no nafkamina. Frak the Marsha there is a nafkamina. Okay, you got the kasha. And frak the Marsha, no, there's not a nafkamina. It's not a nafkamina. In this case, there's no svara that the mazik should have to pay his best idiots. Since Mikra Adin, he pays the nizik's best, and now you're bumping him up, there's no svara, I'm going to bump him up all the way to give you the idiots. Dr. Masha, that place is held, there's no svara to that. And his zikha pays only the idiots the alma. There's no ibai, there's no. What's the cost of? Maybe that's pshat. He doesn't say the words gezeres hakasov. He says efsher pshita lei l'talmuda. It's pshat to the shas. So Bishmael, my diyav lei meyidius the alma. Then in this case, you only give idius the alma. Kivin yav lei tfei meyidius the nizik. He's going up anyway. Do you have a lazy buris kidius the nizik? Have a mati yav lei. If he would have something equal to idius the nizik, he could give it. So you're bumping him up. Don't bump him up two levels. Bump him up one level. What? So that's why I gave the Hagdama, the Peshua's Klal, that if you, without Gzeres HaKasav, you would go down. You would give the one that's less. But now, with the Gzeres HaKasav, you go up. So how much you go up? So to my show, no svar to bump him up two. Push it, you bump him up one. So it's not, what? Yeah, you looked at the Marsha, right? Look at the Marsha. And then look at the Karni Rei. This is what the Marsha says. You don't bump him up two, you bump him up one. Let's take Marsha. So Frek, the Karni Rei, and the Rebbe Kiva Eger, and the Nachlas David, there are probably others, but these are the three I know. Karni Rei, Rebbe Kiva Eger, Nachlas David, they say, what's the Marsha talking about? Look at this case. Rasha says, in this case, it's pashit, you don't bump him up two, you only bump him up one. And Rasha like dismisses it. The Gemara can't have such a suffering. Look, if Ikra did he pay this, if you switch him, don't go higher than this. He said, Rasha, you only ask, what are you talking about? That's mamish, this much like is the Rosh and the Rosh and the Mitzvah. Rasha says, it's pashit, you only bump him up one, not two. What was the machlokes we had here in this case? A, B, C, D. This is Rabbi Shmuel. And you don't have equal to the Nizik. Ritva says you pay this, and the Rosh says you pay that. This case is mamish this case, and they all ask, what's the Rosh talking about? Rosh say, shita. You don't bump him up more than one. What do you mean? The Ritva attack all that way. Shita, you don't bump him up more than one. The Rosh held, you do bump him up two. This case is the same. I diagrammed it a little differently. Same exact case. Same exact case. So here, the Rosh and the Ritva had a machlokes, and the Rosh said, you jump him up too. So Marsha comes and he says, no, you can't jump him up. Shita, you don't jump him up too. The Gemara had no shaila. What is the Gemara had no shaila? Like the Ritva, you're right. What about like the Rosh? It's not the same problem. The Nachlazavi writes on this Marsha, it's a very funny to read. He writes, Nilesi Milaharis. Marsha is so schwer, I'm too tired to be Marach. Marsha's just fair, I think. And it's funny because Nachlazavi is Marach on anything he writes about. He has everything a big reason. He writes, Nilesi, he doesn't say he's lazy, he says I'm too tired. I'm too tired to be Marach, just a schwer of Marsha. That's what he writes. Rikinega has no such inhibition, he's Marach. To try to explain the Marsha. Because Pasha is a very shver Marsha. The whole Hanukkah of the Marsha's Kash is a good Kasha. But his Teretz, there's something missing in his Teretz. So, Bedera Pulpula, there's a way to answer the Marsha. I'll have Rachmanis at least today. I think there's a way to answer the Marsha. If you're Medagdik Bilashayimai. But the whole sugi is complicated enough to teach the idiots, namely Ziburis. I think if you heard of a little bit, you'll find that you could be machalik between the Marsha's case and the Rosh and the Ritva's case. There's only one chilik, but that chilik could be crucial. But what I will tell you is that the Rebbe Kidega brings from the Shita Mekubetzes and the Nachas David as well, they answer the Marsha's kasha a different way. They answer the Marsha's kasha. Marsha asked, coming back to the Marsha's original kasha. Marsha asked, "How could you say Aliba Derishma Leiti Ba'ilach? How could you say Aliba Derishma Leiti Ba'ilach? What do you mean Leiti Ba'ilach? In this case, it's an ibayim." Shita Mekubetza says, "Nachinami." When the Gemara says Aliba Derishma Leiti Ba'ilach, it only means the half of Rabbi Shmuel where he's arguing with Rabbi Kiva. The part of Rabbi Shmuel that says that the Nizik Shemina, that half of Rabbi Shmuel, like Tabayalach. There's a part of Rabbi Shmuel, or a case of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel is made it to Rabbi Kiva. The Anachinami, there, just like it's in Yibayla Rabbi Kiva, it's Yibayla Rabbi Shmuel. The language, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shmuel, like Tabayalach, because of the Gezer Shava, means only on that half of Rabbi Shmuel. And I'll just bring a raya to them, because this Gemara Zibaya, he said, is Saiba Nizakin and Saiba Bal Chayiv. By Bal Chayiv, it's Zichin Ibaya like Bishmal too. Right? By Bal Chayiv, there's no Machlekes of Bishmal Rekiv. Bishmal Rekiv only argued by Nizikin. By Bal Chayiv, there's no Machlekes. So, according to Rabbi Shmuel by Bal Chayiv, we still have an Ibayah, Mishalei and Shav, Mishalei and Mishal. So it's not sure what the Shita Mukubetza says, that even by Nezikin, on the half of Nezikin, that Rabbi Shmuel is related to Rabbi Kiva, it's talking Ibayah by him too, not like the Marsha. The Taki is an Ibayah. Marsha was writing this Kasha. When the Gemara says, Alim Dishmuel like Ibayah, it's only going on that half of Rabbi Shmuel, where Rabbi Shmuel is disagreeing with Rabbi Kiva. That answers the Kasha. Okay, you have a lot to chazer. Tomorrow, thankfully, is Thursday. For those of you who really want to get into it, I'd like to move. Tomorrow, I'm going to get to the next Amid. You really have to have on your fingertips all the cases, the four Nafkaminas, which I'm going to get back to the Subis Nafkaminas tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to do the Stifler Simon Zion, which has to do with the Gemara on top of the next Amid. There's also a Nesivis Kuf Beis Beis. It's not a hard Nesivis. The Stifler brings it. It's easier to do the Nesivis by itself first, and then to learn the Stifler. It's not a hard Nesivis. But you have to get your tongues, you know, your minds used to dealing with the ziburis, the whole thing. And Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll work on it.